Girls' rock camps are hosted around the world, and they teach girls self-esteem, empowerment, and, of course, to rock out. Atlanta's branch of Girls' Rock Camp turns 10 this year, and I spoke with two of its board members, Haley Zapel and Kristen Anderson, starting with some of the band names this year. Here's Haley.
One is called Almost Joking. One is called Yeasty Boys. We have the Petticoats.
We have the She Devils.
The She Devils, and they have they're wearing devil horns in all their pictures and in their performance. In the past, there's usually one unicorn band of some various shape or fashion. The band names are some of my favorite parts. Mm-hmm.
I can see why. Mm-hmm. Campers write their own songs. What are some of the themes they tackle?
Some campers get super serious. I heard one camper band this year wants to tackle race relations. Mm-hmm. So the camp is split into rockers and rollers, which are older kids versus the younger kids. The younger kids have a little more fun. I hate homework. I was just listening to a band write a song called I Need Space, and it's about being a space alien.
And is this essentially a group exercise? So, you know, the final product presentation is a group effort rather than, say, one member of the band being the composer and another member, another girl, is the lead guitar?
It's both, I think. So I think some of the bands, they're put in, it's a lottery how they get put together, and it's based on what their instrument is. We have, you know, vocal, guitarist, bass guitar, drummer, and keyboard. And then together they come up with their name and they write a song. So sometimes I think there'll be one girl who's really very powerful writer and that they all agree with, but sometimes they do it all together. And I think kind of what the whole point is that it takes them through the whole process of becoming a band and learning how to write a song and perform together and work through, you know, sometimes issues.
Yeah, so being in a band is not unlike being in a relationship. And it has its ups and its downs, and usually on Wednesdays there's a slight meltdown. Someone wants to sing, someone else doesn't want to sing. They always work through it, but mm-hmm. It's not easy, and it's an exercise in collaboration. And rock camp is about music, but it's also about more than music. Music is the medium through which we teach these girls about self-determination and collaboration and respecting one another.
You mentioned the Wednesday meltdown, Haley, and I wonder if any bands have broken up midweek.
No, we don't let them. There's too much writing on it. They're too valuable. But camp is a hard week, but it's a fantastic week. And we have counselors on staff, the feelings team, that will come around and just help them hash it out.
The feelings team.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, the camp seems incredibly intensive. Not only do the campers have to learn how to play their instruments, they also learn some marketing.
Oh, yeah.
And there are lessons on self-esteem, even self-defense. Mm-hmm. How do you pack that all in?
Well, so we have a pretty set schedule, not unlike a school schedule. So in the morning, there's assembly. Then they go into instrument instruction. Then there's there's two daily workshops. The morning one can be a vocals class, a songwriting class. Tomorrow, I'm going to be leading the history of women in music, which is my specialty. And then in the afternoons, they make their own T-shirts with screen prints, and they do zines, and they make buttons, and they learn how to market themselves as a band, which is cool.
So even if the girls don't want to become professional musicians, what are some of the benefits of learning to rock out?
I'm a parent and a board member, so I've had a long, about 8 years, I think, with the Girls Rock organization at different places. And I think that my daughter is a musician, but it's also about what I see the most coming out of her from it is learning how to collaborate and learning how to work through issues. I mean, like you were saying before, like writing a song, it's symbolic for bigger things. It's really talking through who's in charge, who's not in charge, how do we make sure everyone gets an equal voice. And the counselors at the camp are really good at paying attention to kind of what's going on under the surface. So I think it's about empowerment. It's about women and young women learning to work together and in a really amazingly safe and welcoming space.
And that empowerment, teaching the girls empowerment in this context, is a challenge because they don't see many role models. I mean, I'm speaking outside of that camp in terms of representation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm going to start the workshop tomorrow about the history of women in music with, I'm going to pull up the Billboard 100, which features the top 100 songs in the nation. And I think you get to, this week anyway, to 19 before you get to one woman. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ed Sheeran's half of it, and, you know. Yeah, like 19 is a singer that I've never even heard of, and I think she's just a performer. There's no female bands at all, like all female bands, which is incredibly rare. So that's why our staff, you know, has consisted largely of women that, you know, to see a woman change a guitar cable or change guitar strings, like you don't normally see that in life. And, you know, there's that saying, you know, if you can see it, you can do it. So it's about representation.
What about mentorship?
Mentorship, I think, is one of the most fantastic parts of Rock Camp. There is truly a family that exists now. So 25% of our current volunteer base comes from former campers. So there's a progression of, I left camp, I had my last year at 16, I become a counselor in training, then I become a counselor. So there's that aspect of it. You have volunteers that range in age from 18 to at least 60 at this point. So it's just amazing to have this family, and it's truly one of the best parts of camp, and it's what keeps people coming back.
Girls Rock camps are all across the country. I think I read the first one
was in Portland.
Formed in Portland. Have you seen the impact that Girls Rock Camp has made in since the formation, even based on your experience here in Atlanta?
Haley's looking at me because I moved here 2 years ago and was part of Girls Rock Camp in Durham, North Carolina, for, I think, 5 years. And in fact, when I found out I was moving, one of the first thing I did was talk to the director of Girls Rock Camp there, because I was supposed to go on that board. And she was like, it's okay. The Girls Rock Camp in Atlanta is amazing. And it was exactly what Haley's talking about. The community that it builds is much bigger than just the week of camp, because all these people are connected afterwards. And you think about what I see my daughters learn from this has been empowering for me as somebody who is a strong feminist and has worked really hard on raising them that way. And I'm learning. Like, I've been learning so much from, I was a women's studies major, right? But you can always learn more, and just seeing where the world is now.
Absolutely.
And seeing these girls, they look at the world in a different way than we do. It's quite powerful, I think, because they're going to change a lot of the perceptions. And I'm very much like, every state should have a Girls Rock Camp.
And it's actually expanded. There's Girls Rock Camp. I actually just messaged. I'm trying to get stickers from all across the globe now. There's Girls Rock Paris, London, Glasgow, Japan.
Oh, wouldn't it be fun to have international exchanges?
Yeah, so I ordered a T-shirt from Southeast Los Angeles. There's Chicas Rockeras. So I got one of their shirts. I have friends that are on the board in GRC Philly, GRC DC. It's amazing. I want stuff from all of them, because I'm idealizing like a board with all the stickers just to show the girls that they're part of something so much larger. So. Mm-hmm.
This event will be Girls Rock Camp's 10th anniversary.
Yep.
At the Variety Playhouse, an impressive stage they'll be on. What happens when they get out on that stage?
It's like seeing professional bands play. It's
amazing.
It's amazing.
Even though some of them are just learning their instruments.
Yeah, even though, well, the coaches are so good at getting them to the place to play the one song, because each band plays one song that they wrote together, that sure, there's some that they end up sounding a little bit more punk rock.
Well, the 10-year-old songs are a little bit less complex, but they're a little. But they're sometimes some of the more fun ones. The older kids that have been
really
coming.
Get into it.
Yeah. Some of the older kids that have been coming for 6 years, this is the culmination of a lot of years of practice and experience, and they're all pros at it at a certain point. Mm-hmm. And there was one song last year by an older band that was like a 6-minute opus, and it was like 3 different key changes. It was great. So
There's a rap in it, right? I think.
It is one of the most life-affirming things you'll see all year.
Well, that is a good note to end on. Haley Zabel, Kristen Anderson, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for inviting us.